Hello.
Mr. Hayes, thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. JC Jill Kearney.
Thanks for joining me. Welcome, friends, to Indy's Local Flavor. I'm Joe Kearney. Please visit my sponsors and they'll treat you right. The first one for this evening is Giacomo's Upper Crust Pizza. There's several locations on the north side at historic Fort Bend, the 317-986-4545. East side, that's the spot I go to. Kate, Liz, and Mike will treat you right. Historic Irvington, 317-356-6612. Or on the south side, where I first learned about Giacomo's, at 317-883-8993. Or you can see their full menu at GiacomoPizza.com. That's GiacomoPizza.com. Or their Facebook page is Facebook.com/GiacomoPizza. They're open from 11 to 9 p.m. for carryout and delivery. They'll deliver right to your door. So please go visit them or call that in. So, you know both of these sponsors, Guy. Josh Cones, my buddy Josh Cones down there at Ray Skillman.
Oh, yeah.
He'll treat you right. If you've got bad credit, no credit, divorced, he'll work with you. Make sure you call his cell phone, and he will hook you up with the car down there at Ray Skillman. It's 317-665-6559. Please tell Josh that you heard about this on Indy's Local Flavor. Once again, his cell phone number for Josh Cones. He will get you in the car you need if you need an upgrade. It's 317-665-6559.
Good people. Good
great
guy.
Great people. Josh is a stand-up guy, without a doubt. And also, Jones Family Auto at 9909 East 46th Street on 46th Street between Post and Mithoffer. Their website is jonesfamily.auto.com, www.jonesfamilyauto.com. Call Mike Jones, 317-897-7724. John Black at 765-647-2825. Those guys do all makes and models. They do oils changes. They do alignments. You name it, they can do it, and they're great guys as well. Saw this on Facebook that I wanted to give a strong shout out to as well. Major, major, major props here. They're not even my sponsors, but I had to do this because of the Indianapolis connection. Tide is offering free, yes, free laundry services to the families of frontline responders available now. If you have friends in Phoenix, if you have friends in Houston, please give them a call. Tide is offering free laundry for Houston, Indianapolis, and Phoenix. So if you got friends in Phoenix or like firefighters, policemen, ambulance drivers, nurses, doctors, please call them. Tell them you heard about it on Andy's Local Flavor. Visit hope.tidecleaners.com. That's hope.tidecleaners.com for more info and location updates. There's one news item I want to report on, and before I get into, got a couple more announcements. I'll do the announcements first here really quick. Want to give a shout out to all the stores on the east side by Washington Square. You guys are doing a great job here in the virus crisis right now. All these Big Lots, Best Buy, Bobby's working hard at Meijer. Thanks for all you do. My news item, I normally don't do. It's a hot button political topic of mine. I'm so glad I did not do it Tuesday because I was on fire. Bethany Point in Anderson, my hometown, tragedy. At least 11 dead due to the virus. Prayers for the families of the residents, the nurses' aides, and the food staff. But the management of Bethany Point, I got a vote of no confidence for you. Okay, my Aunt Elaine sent me this, and this is inspiring two Bible verses, Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to introduce my brother, my mentor, and a jazz aficionado, Mr. Guy Hayes. Welcome to Indy's Local Flavor.
Thank you, Joe. And please let me know how I get discount on Giacomo, because Giacomo is the bomb.
I don't know if they're good doing stuff. That yet.
I was hoping for a personal.
Well, okay. What
personal interaction. Why would you ask me that? Then it just completely shoots out of the back of my head. I can't remember.
Okay, I'll tell you my kids. All right. So when my kids come over, I've got two teenagers, 16 and 13. My son's a pineapple guy. He loves the luau, which is the
Hawaiian style
pork with pineapple with barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter loves the cheese Louise, which is the best cheese pizza in town, in my opinion, because it's got five cheeses in it. So, and everybody loves the all the meats that you can eat at Slaughterhouse Five.
No, not that one. I like the one. It has green peppers and several different kinds of cured meats. And it's almost like a garden pizza. No, we won't go on about that. Let's talk about some jazz, dude.
Well, the veggies are the margarita, the caprese, the padromo, Greek, the SoCal, and the Giacomo special. So, there you go.
There you go.
You can't go wrong with any of those, by the way. I haven't had a bad pizza there yet.
Exactly. I love the crust, too.
Oh, yeah. Outstanding. So Guy, tell me about your musical beginnings. And I know currently you play the bass for your local church. So tell me about your musical beginnings, please.
Oh, man. My musical beginnings, I'll tell you. There once was a woman named Betty Mullins Hayes, and that was my mom.
All right.
She was one of the first African Americans admitted to Jordan Conservatory, which is part of Butler University.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And she played piano. She also was a pipe organist, which was rare for anyone, at least in the Indianapolis community, anybody to be able to play pipe organ. And we actually had vinyl recordings of her playing pipe organ.
Nice.
And of course they played on speed of 78, which.
Right. Sure. The big records. Right.
The old days. Right.
Yeah.
But my musical beginnings were all about her.
Okay.
But at the same time, let's just talk about jazz. I can remember as, good Lord, maybe 11, 12 years old, going down to Garfield Park.
Right, east side.
And listening to the IU band, and I'm pretty sure Dave Baker was like brand new.
Wow.
Teaching and conducting. And they played a version of Freddie Hubbard's Red Clay.
Nice.
And that is the first jazz that just blew my socks off. And my dad took us down, and we sat there and just, wow. And how could you not like that?
No kidding.
So that was, that was many years ago.
Yes.
And so my mom introduced me. You know, being a musician, she wanted more musicians in the family, and I took lessons from a gentleman named Les Taylor Jr.
Okay.
And if you have roots around Indianapolis, he was a saxophonist on the scene, and he actually did taught classes at Shortridge High School.
Okay.
In a day when Shortridge was really a booming school, and so. That's how I got started, but alas, instead of becoming Dave Sanborn, I decided I'll just cool it.
Well,
and didn't really pick up an instrument until I graduated from Ball State.
Okay. Did you go to the School of Music at Ball State or no?
No.
Okay.
No. I went to the School of Telecommunications.
That's what I was in. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there I hung out and I got Super Jay Johnson and let me come in, watch him
he's awesome.
Work in the studio one day. Oh, he's man, awesome. He was amazing when he was around.
Yeah.
And but the real guy, and this will let me know whether or not you're a real Indianapolis guy,
okay.
was a gentleman named Richard Bailey.
That's before my time, my friend, but okay.
Who literally, at a certain point, he was hired to do a jazz show on TLC.
Okay, sure.
And then he changed his name to Jomo Kali, and he had the Night Flight program.
Okay.
And that was where, you know, the jazz wheels really started turning in my head. And those were the days of the new Billy Cobham Spectrum and Miles Davis.
Love Miles Davis.
On the corner. Love and Miles Davis. Everybody jazz. But it just reminded me. So
I'm going to cut in for a second here.
Go right ahead.
You need to plug your radio show. It's down currently because it's based with the local school. But please talk about your radio show.
Yeah, man. I was going to get around to that.
Okay, go ahead. Sure.
But I was leading off with Rafer Griffin.
Okay.
Rafer Griffin is a gentleman who's approximately my age, but of course, in those days, we were mere straplings. And he was a drummer who went on to play with Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc the violinist.
Okay.
Oh, what's his last name, Joe? You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Jean-Luc, it'll come to me in a minute. But Jean-Luc was a famous French violinist, jazz violinist.
Okay.
And this guy was good enough to play with him. And so, as a matter of fact, he came from a musical family. His brother was literally the guy that put I Feel for You.
You talking about Prince? Are you talking about Shaka Khan?
Shaka Khan's version.
Okay.
He literally played almost all the instruments on that.
Wow.
And orchestrated. That was Reggie Griffin.
Wow.
And so they have a family, and you know, if you know Indianapolis radio history,
yeah.
Sparkle Sox, Thomas Sparkle Sox Griffin is their brother also. Of course you did.
He was great. He was spinning records on the AM station at Hot 96.
Right. Well, just imagine.
He was fantastic.
Those guys, those were three brothers, and I think there were like at least seven in the family. And so they all had deep musical roots. And so Indianapolis is it's a big little family.
Oh, without a doubt.
Of people playing music. And so I listened to Richard Bailey. I listened to that show for years, and as we all did. He was on from 10 to 2. And what a pleasure and what a luxury it was to have somebody playing really good jazz.
Yeah.
On Maine during pretty much prime time every night. And so we would listen to Richard. And Richard he could just go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
He was very cool.
Yeah, sure.
He had the Modern Jazz Quartet that did his theme music, and he would play his theme music and talk over his theme music and introduce music. And I literally just stole his style and
good.
Started in college and had a couple radio shows in college, and then kind of chilled out for a while.
Were you on WCRD? Cardinal Radio at Ball State?
I was invited to disc jockey for them, and I just I don't know what happened. I just reneged on the whole process.
Okay.
It was just kind of goofy. And what they also had was they had dormitory shows.
Right, yes.
Yeah, and so I took a dormitory show. No, much less pressure, a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more freedom to play whatever I wanted. Right. So
that was my experience. I stayed with that. WCRD was dorms only. I was the first person to do a hip-hop show, which was extremely
fun. I see.
And I edited the whole thing on cassette, which is insane. So, yeah.
Wow.
It was fun. Really fun.
No, there was a guy named Mike Andrevet that graduated with me. And he was with Channel 8 for a while.
Right.
And so, but he was the music director. And so he had invited me to go to the big radio station, but I was like, no, that's all right. So, literally that's my whole history. I've got some other stuff that has gone on, but I just had an opportunity to work at WEDM, which is the Warren Station.
Right, Warren Central, sure.
The Warren Station, yep. Yes. And so you can only hear that down in the far southeast. But it is streaming.
Okay.
And so if you search WEDM 91.1 FM, then you will you'll hit a site where you can actually hear the and what's really cool is the kids play pop.
Sure.
And so far less commercials than most commercial stations, but they play, it's pretty mild. There's no profanity, thank God. Sure. And it works out real well.
Cardi B isn't on the air.
Cardi B is the cleaned up version is. There you go.
Okay.
The cleaned up versions of everything. So it's real radio.
Good.
But the Night Passage program, this wonderful program of jazz, is on from 10 to midnight on Saturday evenings.
Okay.
And like you were saying, because of COVID-19, we're not able to do the actual show, but the music is programmed, and I do curate the show, so all the music you hear will be mine. You just won't get to hear my beautiful voice.
Which is the whole point. Segues. Computers are great, but they're not good DJs. So
they do what they can do, but you know, you need somebody to really. I mean, I think the whole point is to have someone to be able to hear someone who can really talk with you about what's going on at the moment, or talk about share their feelings, share information about the artists, sure. And all of those kinds of things, and that's good stuff too.
Guy, what can you tell me about what kind of background can you give me about the late great Ellis Marsalis, the family father figure of the Marsalis family?
Oh man, what an extraordinary tragedy!
Yeah,
because it wasn't until I didn't really realize that he passed on as a result of COVID-19.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was 81 years old. Yeah, he was 81 years old. Wow. But just a tragedy. And this was a man who had really, really extraordinary musical chops anyway.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
So, I mean, we knew he was good. I just didn't know how good he was. And so he taught on the college level, the conservatory level. Uh-huh. And that's how all of his offspring got their musical chops and their roots and their grounding from Mr. Ellis. And so...
Have you ever heard of...
He did more...
I'm a huge Branford guy.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
He did. He has more than 20 albums in his discography.
I did not
know that. Probably another 20 that he's done with other people, including his sons. So
I was digging through his greatest hits on Spotify. I didn't make it all the way through, but I love what I heard.
Oh, man. he did some great stuff. And then, you know, he also had a chance or was invited to play with David Benoit and other people. And so I can't say one of my favorites is one of the older Wynton Marsalis albums that he plays on. Mm-hmm. And the name of the album is just J-Mood. The name of the album is J-Mood. It takes this old computer sometimes to spin a couple extra times.
Look through your vinyl copy there.
And Joe was like, did we go to dead air all of a sudden or what? J-Mood is the album that is one of my favorites. And he's featured on that album. That was one of Wynton's albums.
Okay. I'm a big Branford Marsalis guy. I first discovered him because I'm a huge Police guy, and seeing him for his solo work. But have you ever
for the Dream of the Blue Turtles, dude? The Dream of the Blue Turtles.
You got it. And he played on his second album. Have you ever heard of Buckshot LaFunk?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Is there some rundown new wave hip hop on that album or what?
It's insane. And I had that on cassette and I wore that out.
Well, let me know if you want the actual files and we'll see what we can do.
Well, they've got two records. So I didn't even know there was a record. Oh. But yeah, they've got two records.
Okay.
So.
Well, that was Fat. And then Ranford has he's really rounded several corners, and so he has one that literally he does covers of some Coltrane recordings.
Coltrane's number one guy of all time.
Coltrane recordings, and he also I have one that's called Tales of Mirth and Melancholy.
Okay.
With Branford and literally the album is duets almost exclusively. Joey DeFrancesco, the organist and pianist, accompanies him on this, but it's a very striking.
Because on Sting's band they had Kenny Kirkland and Omar Hakim. I mean, that was like an all-star lineup, dude.
I saw Omar in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And a special. They did a whole weekend for Wayne Shorter.
Oh, he was awesome.
And Omar. He was awesome. Omar. Oh, yeah. You, of course, you know. What can you say? I do pretend to be a musician.
Me too.
And you watch some of these guys, and wow.
Yeah.
So Omar is amazing. Kenny Kirkland left us.
Yeah, correct. The late, great Kenny Kirkland.
Shoot. And then... That's one of the one of your side notes for one of your other shows when you're not doing jazz is the bass player that he had, whose name will come to me in just about a minute, started working for the Stones. That's who he plays for.
The Stones. Oh, okay.
Daryl.
He replaced Bill Wyman.
Correct. Yeah. But of course, he's not really on stage with the other guys. What the heck is the matter with that issue? Man,
Keith Richards, right?
Okay. But Daryl's a star, dude.
Yeah.
Daryl Jones is his name. Stellar bass player. Yeah. Can kick, thump, do whatever you want. Play upright if you need to.
I love upright.
But they won't let him on the stage with a stove. So.
That's baloney.
Okay. That's a political comment. Okay. Let that go.
Okay, so what celebrities have you met that you met in your career?
Well, I mentioned Rayford Griffin,
right.
Local guy. He's on point. You want to hear something really crazy, Joe?
Of course.
One of my mom's really good friends is Wes Montgomery's sister.
Wow.
And she lived like literally down the street. And they were lifelong friends. And of course, everybody in Wes's family could freaking play too.
Of course.
Including Buddy and Monk. And of course, you know, some stars are obviously more publicized than others.
Yeah.
But Buddy Montgomery literally was one of the main people who made the Fender electric bass popular.
Oh, wow.
He literally was. And he was a guy who really pioneered the whole notion of letting the bass be a solo instrument in front.
Wow.
And he was so far ahead of his time that, you know, they let him fall off the side of the earth. But, you know, it was just one of those things. He was out there like that. And he did amazing stuff. And so they had a whole musical family. I never really got to meet Wes, though.
That's okay.
He died so young. He died so young. I had a crush on his daughter.
Good for you.
Seriously crushed. I was about sixth grade, but she was beautiful and amazing.
I'll bet.
So back in the day when we used to have the Indie Jazz Fest, I mean, when it was, and I don't want to discount it, and I don't want to say anything mean spirited against it. It still carries on, and they still rock and roll. Yep. And maybe we'll get some tickets and some passes so we can go and cover it.
I've never been.
Oh, dude. I was. It was one of the weekends of the fest, and I had been down to the fest, and then later on that evening, I went to the kitchen.
And the kitchen's great.
And I'm standing around in the kitchen.
The food there is insane.
Well, the kitchen is a very wonderful establishment.
Yes,
all the way
yes,
around. They do a great job, and I'm proud to salute them. And so I was there hanging out, and I start talking to this guy, and then suddenly somebody told me, or I found out, this was Wes. No, I'm sorry. This was Les Brown. No, I'm sorry. This is Ray Brown, the bass player, the famous, the legendary bass player's manager.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm standing next to him, and we're just talking, and I bought him a drink, and he was telling me all the dirt on every every musician in the whole business. It was a funny and fun-filled night, but it's just interesting that he was just telling me goofy stuff. A drummer that you know, probably one of the best drummers, traditional drummers and traditional jazz, is Jack DeJohnette. Mm-hmm. But most people don't know he started out as a keyboard player.
Oh, wow.
And so he was just telling me, you know, trivia and all kinds of stuff like that. But I digress.
Speaking of drummers, I'm gonna make you choose. Who you like better, Buddy Rich or Gene Krupa?
I like Gene Krupa best because I think I like some of the rhythmic stuff he did. Some people and some purists would say Buddy was tighter on the rudiments, but rudiments are exercises that you learn how to play. They're not just something cool to listen to. But, you know, it's the longer you're around, the more amazing some people are. I miss Tony Williams so much. And if anybody asks who Tony Williams was part of the quintet that the Miles's 60s quintet.
Okay.
That was one of his better bands after Coltrane and some of the other people moved on. So Tony Williams was amazing. But let's go back to Wes Montgomery one more time. One of the other people that I was actually a good friend of the family and a friend of my mom, played on her album, played with us, was Melvin Rhine.
Okay.
And Melvin Rhine was, you know, he was one of the go-to guys if you really wanted the absolute electric guitar, organ, drums, lounge music.
Okay.
He was Wes Montgomery's organist. Okay. And so we got to know him, and Mel was just cool. He was just a very cool guy, and he did a great job providing some support as we did stuff on a particular album, the old album. My mom led a group that was called Ordinary People, and we recorded an album in some of her last years. And one of these days, I'll have to let you get a hold of that.
Great. I'd love to hear it.
Another person that appeared on the album was Ferez Whitted, and I wonder whether or not you've heard that name. Okay, Ferez has roots around Indianapolis, but he is currently, I want to say he's a professor, but I don't know that that to be true, but he's teaching at, I believe, Morgan State in Chicago.
That's nice.
And so he comes through frequently to the kitchen and is a local favorite. Wow. So
I've got about 3 minutes. I'm going to put you on the spot and then I'll do mine. Can you do your top 5 jazz artists of all time for me?
Oh my goodness.
Well, if you want me to go first, I'll go first.
Well, no. I'll have to say Miles. Okay. I'll have to say Pat Metheny. Okay. I will have to say yeah, that'll get a little fuzzy. Oh no, it won't get that fuzzy. Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, he's on my list without a doubt.
Matter of fact, Herbie Hancock literally might come in on the top two. And Wayne Shorter.
He's awesome.
And that's 4. And yeah, what the heck? That's 4. We can go from there. But before I forget, one of the other people that I've met, guess who was in seminary with my brother at the University of Chicago?
Don't tell me George Carlin, because he was a seminary student.
Ah, here's their second one.
Okay.
Kirk, here's your second one. The one of the real stalwarts in jazz vocals, his name is Kurt Elling.
Nice. Wow.
And so, and like literally a downbeat, you know, regular at the top of the polls for best jazz singer. So he and my brother are buddies, and they have ongoing conversations. But Kurt Elling, he's really good. He's really, really good. And so here, can I pass you one of my pet peeves?
Of course.
I do what I can in terms of providing jazz and providing content, because it's all about the music, and the music is what we love. But if I really want to hear some good jazz, I may have to go out of town.
Yeah, I know.
Why is that?
It's same with hip hop. Indianapolis. It's the same with hip hop, guy. Nobody comes here, man.
Well, nobody comes here, but then we don't even have a decent jazz radio station. At least you can find some hip hop, some places. We don't have it. And so the real going on, I mean, and with the extraordinary legacy and heritage of Indianapolis, where we've had Freddie Hubbard, we've had
Wes Montgomery,
the trombone player J.J. Johnson, Wes Montgomery. We've had so many stellar stars to come from here, and not to have an ongoing kind of, that's just
ludicrous.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
My top 5 my number five would be Sting's jazz stuff. I'm more of a fan of his rock stuff, but I like his jazz stuff. Which that's kind of jazz light, I guess. Herbie okay. Hancock is in the mix.
Without doubt.
Let's see. Miles Davis has to be my number three. Sonny Rollins is my number two, and my Tenor Madness, baby. I played tenor sax for 6 years, okay. And then John Coltrane, without a doubt.
Okay. Sounds like quite a lineup. Let's see if we can get them all here. Oh, no, can't happen.
So, Guy, tell me something. Are you on Spotify?
I am not.
My friend, it's for free. Do you know how to make a playlist?
Well, of course I know how to make a playlist. Do I know how to put one on Spotify? Not so much. But
if you can make a playlist anywhere else, talk about that. It's really easy. You need to get on Spotify with a username and password. It's free. You need to make a playlist about everybody you talk tonight and put it out on Facebook.
Dude, do you know how many recordings of music?
No. They probably have everybody you talked about.
I see.
Yeah, you go out there and find it and make a playlist of, like, I don't know, 15 songs. And then put it out there on Spotify, and it's free. And you send it, and it doesn't matter if they're a member or not; they can play it for free.
And then I could put it a list available, make the list available, like, and send it out for the links out.
You can send it in a message to somebody if you have an iPhone, or if they don't have an iPhone, you can post it on Facebook, and your Android friends can get it either way for free, and it'll play on shuffle. Yeah, nice. So, yeah, I mean, and you can promote the heck out of your show, too, of course.
Well,
and you can do one of these. Let's talk about this. You can do what I'm doing for free.
We?
And I'm in Europe now, brother. So, you can do this, my friend.
All right. Well, tell me, we'll talk more about this offline.
Makes sense.
But, while we have audience, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I let people know that there is jazz in Indianapolis Saturday nights, and feel free to drop a line. I'm also doing some blogs too.
Yeah.
And so my blog is the 6p.net, p.net. And that one, I talk about politics, poetry, passion. And
you write rhymes.
All kinds of stuff. No.
It's free form, okay.
I do free verse. And yeah, I do a lot of different stuff, but things that I'm passionate about. And certainly politics is a big deal. So we talked a lot about that stuff. I also do Fat on Fruit. PHATONFRUIT, fatonfruit.net. And that one is dedicated to literally the fruit of the gospel.
Outstanding.
The fruit, spiritual fruit that we all need to live
by, especially, right
now. Especially at the time of COVID-19. Right. So feel free to look either of those up if you get a chance.
Send me a text for that.
Believe
send me
blessed.
A text to that, and I'll put that on my post on Facebook, please.
There you go.
Andy's
no
local
problem.
Flavor is brought to you by the letter B for boldness. 1 Joshua 1:5-8, Psalms 91. Please read that. And 1 Peter 5:7. Mm-hmm. I'm Joe Carney for Andy's local flavor, and for my special guest Guy Hayes. I'll see you next time.